Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas, Bava Basra, Perik Zayin, the Mishnah Dalid. Weimel Chaveira, if someone says to his friend, Chatzi Sadani Marchalach, I'm selling you half the field. That's all the information that he gave, half the field. So let's say the buyer is going to say, okay, let's take a ruler, measure half the field. I'll take the left half, you take the right half. No, it doesn't work that way. Rather, Mishamnin Beinehen. We take the quality part of the field and it goes to the Meicher. In other words, the seller can say like this, look, I have a field, but not every part of the field produces the same quality. I'm sure you remember from Masechtas Bava Kamma and other Masechtas, there's Idyas, Beinonis, and Ziburis. So the Meicher, the seller, can say, when I said half the field, I meant half the value. So the seller can say, this is what I meant. When I said I'm selling you half the field, this is how my field breaks up. There's 100 amma, square ammas in my field, that are worth 100 dinar. But there's one part of the field that's only 30 amma, and it's worth 50 dinar. Well, how could that be? If 100 is worth 100, so 50 should be worth 50. How come you're telling me that only 30 amma is worth 50? And the answer is because it's a much better part of the field. It produces much better payras. So the seller can say, this is how we're going to figure out half and half. I get the part of the field that has the quality, and I'll give you more of the weaker field. But in value, it's the same. So if someone's going to look at the field, he's going to say, what's going on over here? The seller's getting a much smaller part than the buyer, and he said half and half. But actually, this is for the seller's advantage. Because if you figure out the value of the field, the smaller part is equal in value to the larger part that the buyer is getting. Now you're going to say, Slamaisa, what difference does it make? In value, they're each getting the same. Just that the buyer is getting more of a weaker thing, and the seller is getting less of a better thing. And the answer is, people want less of a better thing. The rule is, Roitza Adam Bekav Idyas, a person would rather have a kav of quality field than two kavim of ziburis, of inferior field, even though in value it's the same. So again, someone says to his friend, I'm selling you half the field. He doesn't explain how they're dividing the half. Mishamnin beinayin. They can divide it in terms of value. V'noitel chatzi sedei. In other words, we divide the land into two parts. The buyer gets the smaller, better quality, and the seller gets the larger, poorer quality. Now the Mishnah tells us a greater chiddush. Even if the seller said, chetzi bedar, I'm selling you half of the field in the south. Zakta Mishnah, mishamnin beinayin. We divide it according to value, v'noitel chetzi bedar. Now, we have to be careful how to touch the words over here. Mishamnin beinayin, again, we figure out the quality of the land over here. The buyer is going to take the best part for himself. And the seller is going to get more of an inferior part, which is equal to half of the dar. But it doesn't necessarily mean that the buyer is going to get half in the dar. In other words, the seller is saying, this is what I meant. I told you half of the south I'm selling you. So whatever half of the south is worth, that's what you're going to get. But whether you're going to get a lot more of something that's inferior or less of something that's better, that I never told you. And I never even told you from which part of the field you're going to get. I just said, chetzi bedarim is what's going to measure value. So if half of the darim is worth 100 dinar, I'll give you 100 dinar from some part of the field. And I'll keep the value of 100 dinar for myself. But I'm still getting the best part of the field for myself. You're going to get a lot less of not such a good part of the field, wherever that field is. Vayter zok demishnah, if you buy a field, v'hu, the seller, mekabel of mekayim hagadar. He has to provide the land to build a fence that's between the two halves of the field. He also has to provide the land for the trenches. Trenches? They used to dig a trench. A trench is like a long hole in the ground to keep the animals away from the fence. The fence is there to keep the animals out, but some animals can jump over the fence. But if the animal first has to go into a hole, he can't jump from there over the fence. So they used to dig a trench, and they would actually dig two. One was wide, 6 tefachim. Then it came back up, and there was a tefach on level land. And then there was another trench that was wide, 3 tefachim, and then you had the fence. Matnur explains how this worked. You needed this big trench and small trench to keep the animals out. Now, even though these trenches protect both the buyer and the seller, we have to go back to what the seller said. He never said that he's giving away part to make the charitz, or the fence. He just said that he's selling half the field. So unless it was specified otherwise, the seller doesn't have to give extra land for the protection. So once again, v'hu, it's the buyer. The Kabbalah that has to accept upon himself, makom to provide the area hagadar for the fence, and both the charitz, the wider trench, uben charitz, and the smaller trench. V'kami charitz, how much is the big trench? That's shish tvachim, six tvachim. But that alone wouldn't be enough, because the animal could, you know, have a good running jump and start from there. Therefore, uben charitz, there's another smaller one, which is shloisha, which is only three tvachim. Okay, if someone says to his friend, I'm selling you half a field. We can't just draw a line down half the field and say half is yours, half is yours. Rather, misham the b'nei, we figure out the total value. And the seller has a right to say, I'll take a little less of something which is worth more. You'll take a little bit more of something that is worth less. So in value, we each get the same dinar amount or dollar amount. But in quality, I have less of a better quality. You have more of an inferior quality. And most people want less of a better quality. Even if he went further and said, I'm giving you half, so we can interpret that to mean, okay, let's figure out how much the value of the field is on the south side. And that value, the buyer is going to get. But the seller can still say, no, wait a second. I didn't say I'm giving you field from the south side. I said, I'm giving you the value of the field on the south side. But I can still keep for myself less of the better, and you'll get more of the inferior, as long as, in dollars and cents, I gave you half of what the darim field is worth. Another strike against the buyer is that he has to provide the place for the gate and for the double trenches. We said there's a bigger trench, which is six tvachim. That's to keep the animals from jumping over the fence. I'm getting too close to the fence. But the big trench, for some animals, can still serve as a running jump to get over the fence. Therefore, after the big trench, there's one tefach in between. That's not enough for him to use as a jumping ground. And there's another trench of three tefachim. So even if he goes running in this six-foot trench and takes a leap, he's going to land in the small trench. And the small trench isn't wide enough for him to jump over the fence. So you need these double trenches. Who provides the area for the double trenches? Unless specified otherwise, it's the buyer.